Did you know that one?
At some point, we may not. It remains to be seen.
The House goes on their August recess and will not be in session until September. North Korea has fired two short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan, the first such test since the meeting last month between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Gordon Chang is a columnist with the Daily Beast, and he tells Fox News,
"These tests, although they're short-range, John, they are violations of U.N. Security Council resolutions, as were the missiles that were fired off in May by North Korea. And clearly, North Korea thinks it can escalate without cost. And until we start enforcing those resolutions, North Korea will be right."
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rift? What rift? That's according to Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, downplaying a meeting she had with New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
So in our caucus, we have our differences. Respect that instead of making a big issue of it. Respect that. Those are our differences, and how we express ourselves as representatives of our districts is our responsibility.
Europe's dealing with problems, including travel disruptions, from one of its worst heat waves ever. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The travel problems began on Thursday, especially disrupting rail and air travel in Britain, lasting into Friday. Technical problems at the air traffic control center there grounded many flights at the nation's two main airports. Britain, along with much of Western Europe, enduring one of its hottest days ever on Thursday, with a reading of 102 Fahrenheit recorded at Cambridge University's Botanic Garden in eastern England. Paris recorded its hottest day ever at nearly 109. Europeans and tourists were jumping into fountains, lakes, rivers, or the sea to escape the heat wave rising up from the Sahara. Britain, France, Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are all places where air conditioning is not typically installed in homes or stores or restaurants.
And for more news, please remember you can always find us by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News, or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon. It's Friday. Beautiful day. I guess I'll tell you about the weather, but I'm not sure I'd really have to. This looks like a really good weekend, so I hope everybody can enjoy it. Today is supposed to be about 88 degrees. Actually, it feels quite a bit warmer out there, especially if you're in the sun. Tonight, mostly clear. Low of only about 64 degrees, but that's certainly better than in the 70s or 80s. By tomorrow, sunny, high expected about 87 degrees. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Again, low of about 66 degrees. Sunday, and I never can say Sunday sunny, but Sunday sunny, high of about 89 degrees. Into Monday, sunny, then there's a slight chance of thunderstorms, high of about 92 degrees, so there's going to be some humidity. By Tuesday, again, mostly sunny. It's always hard to predict anything even out that far, but that's what they're saying. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, but this weather should be beautiful. Great day to get out there, great day to do something. And if you don't have anything to do either tonight or tomorrow, tomorrow night certainly, there is a antique and dinner. Actually, it's a lunch today and dinner tonight, lunch tomorrow. I think there's lunch tomorrow. You'd have to check. And dinner tomorrow night in Pottersville. And it's really fun. They for lunch, they had sandwiches. Tonight, they have roast beef dinner, buffet style. And tomorrow night, the dinner is turkey, buffet style turkey, stuffing, you know, gravy, mashed potatoes. And it's outside underneath if we needed it, but it doesn't look like we will. And top it off, be sure to top it off with ice cream and peaches. Today for lunch, I went with some friends, and today for lunch, my dessert was peach ice cream with sliced peaches, and it was really terrific. So that's the weather. I'm going to play a couple spots. I'm Pat Smits, and the program It's the Law. Let me play a couple spots, and I'll get back and tell you what's happening in some of the legal news.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, hello again. I'm Pat Smits, and I guess you've heard the weather, and you've heard beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm an attorney here in Hunterdon County, and I talk about legal news. The other thing that, you know, I wanted to mention, because it's very interesting. Interesting to those of us who are lawyers, maybe. But there are lots of misconceptions out there about the law, and one of the things that is very interesting to me, at least, is that sometimes I have to go back for very early cases because sometimes what I find is attorneys will actually cite something. In other words, what we can do in New Jersey, if there's a published case, and I've often talked to my audience about what the difference is between an unpublished case and a published case. Basically, only published case can, only those cases that have been published, approved for publication, can be cited to a court. But what often happens is the attorneys, or I find, sometimes what happens is the attorneys really don't read the case. They'll just see a quote from a case in another case, and they think, oh, good, I'll just use that quote. And in fact, it is truly not applicable. Interestingly, that it is important for any client to understand what the attorney is relying upon when he or she talks to you about cases. And it was interesting just because of a case I was working on, I happened to have to read a case that went back to 1927. And, of course, that was a court of chancery in New Jersey. 1927 was before the new Constitution in New Jersey. And it's very interesting to see how these cases were written and who the firms, the attorneys were representing and what their position was. And then to take a look at, you know, how someone used that case for a citation in another case, in a current case, and whether or not it made any sense when you looked at the entire case and what the court in that case was looking at. But in any event, in connection with a couple matters this week, I started with that case, 1927, and then for other matters, I was going back, to me, 1981 doesn't seem that long ago because I was practicing. I remembered the case when it was decided, but of course it really was a long time ago. And one of the cases that I was looking at from 1981 basically was totally changed because of a statute. And so no longer would the Palimony case from 1979, 1981, you'd have to know what's happened with the statute and what's happening since then to make any sense. So just quoting from those cases could be completely wrong. The another case that came out this week was surprising, actually. It was a domestic violence case that was the beginning of the case that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, which is very unusual for that to happen. A couple interesting cases with respect to litigation regarding foreclosure action. I found it rather interesting, but it was not, the case I'm talking about was not approved for publication. And the case dealt with, however, a foreclosure action, and one of the executors and heirs to his late mother's estate, he was the one who, in fact, brought this case. He was an executor of the estate and brought the case against or with another brother. Now, I think I'm getting that. The brother was one of the executors and heirs, and he was sued by another brother or son of the mother, brother. The two brothers were in litigation, which is not unusual. And what happened is another son was an obligor under a note that the mother was a mortgagor under a mortgage. and it was given to secure loans made under the home equity line of credit, HELOC. And this was extended by the plaintiff's bank. And, of course, what happened is the defendant appealed from a Chancery Division order granting the plaintiff summary judgment, rejecting the plaintiff's, rejecting the defendant's challenge to the amount due to the plaintiff. And so, obviously, what happened is this was extensive litigation. Then, at this point, it was appealed. There was an appeal, and so that they viewed the appellate division had to view the material facts in light most favorable to the defendants, and that's generally undisputed. And so what happens in that case is the appellate division summarized the facts, and the in its complaint, the plaintiff bank identified the defendant as an heir and executor of the estate. And so he filed a contesting answer and asserted that his answer was that the New Jersey Home Ownership Security Act barred the plaintiff from proceeding because the plaintiff charged late fees more than 5% of the principal and interest. So this was the basis of this litigation. Then there was, of course, discovery, motion for summary judgment. The defendant did not oppose it, and therefore it was granted, and the so goes on and on from there. And basically what my – I do handle some –
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a shooter opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival Sunday evening. Joy Alexio, spokesman for the Santa Clara County Health System, has an update on the shooting victims.
One patient has been discharged, one patient has been transferred to Stanford, and of the five remaining patients, one is in critical condition, two are in serious condition, and two are in fair condition.
Monday at the White House, President Trump signs a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th attacks.
The president says the nation has come together to honor those affected by 9/11.
They answered terror with the emotional strength of true American warriors.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Republicans in Congress call for Democrats to move on from the Russia investigation and Robert Mueller testimony, Democratic Congressman from New Jersey Josh Gottheimer tells Fox News it is possible to do oversight of the White House and focus on other issues.
You got to make sure that you're able to do your job, which is oversight. We have a constitutional responsibility to get to the bottom of the facts, to get more information, keep looking for more information. But we also have to make sure we do the other part, you know, get health care costs down, do the other issues that matter to folks. And I think you actually can do both quite well.
The White House insists everything is being done to protect the 2020 election from foreign interference. On CBS's Face the Nation, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the Trump administration takes election security seriously.
We've met with every single presidential campaign to go over how to prepare against and prevent foreign intervention into the 2020 election.
Mulvaney was also asked about an election security bill. He dismissed the bill as unnecessary and showmanship. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. maximum pressure campaign is having an impact on Iran.
Many here in Washington said that American sanctions alone won't work. Well, they've worked.
Pompeo also says the U.S. will not allow Iran to close key shipping lanes like the Strait of Hormuz.
We're going to keep them open. We're going to build out a maritime security plan. Countries from all across the world who have a vested interest in keeping those waterways open will participate. It will take more time than we wish it would take, but I'm very confident that the world understands its importance, that America is prepared to be a significant part of that, but we need countries from all across the world to assist us.
The dad who left his one-year-old twins in the car while he went and worked an eight-hour shift told police officers that he blanked out. The man pled not guilty to two counts of manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and endangering the welfare of a child. KidsInCars.org director Amber Rollins shares with Fox News some tips on how you can prevent these sorts of tragedies.
So a lot of times these tragedies happen when there's a miscommunication between two parents or two adults. You want to literally verbally announce who is getting each child out of the vehicle. And then you also want to do that look before you lock and check once everybody's out to make sure. If your child goes to any type of child care facility, home daycare, if you take them to grandma to watch them, you know, during the day, mm-hmm. you want to make a policy with that person that they would call you immediately if your child didn't show up as planned.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon, and the weather for today, this afternoon, is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 92, southwest winds 8 to 10 miles.